Center, Bowling Green does it again. 83-81, they post a comeback victory over Western Michigan. As we get into our Wood County Hospital postgame show, Captain Comeback, Coach Michael Huger is with me here courtside. And Coach, we keep admonishing this team to not do it this way, but here we go again.
Oh, it is rough. I mean, rough. My body is sore. My back hurts. Every leg hurts. The thing is, we didn't give up. And, you know, they were hitting shots. They shot the ball extremely well, 50% for the game from 51 from two and 50 from three. Shot their free throws really well, 78%. They're tough. They're experienced. They've been through it. They've been a group that's been together for a while now. So they're putting it together, and we were able to fight back and never gave up. And that was the biggest thing. We never gave up, and we were able to get the big stops at the end, and we're able to score, and then Antoine hit some big free throws at the end.
Yeah, to me, that's what's maybe most impressive about this game. You're fighting down the stretch with a veteran team, with a player of the year candidate running their team at the point guard, and you're able to make the plays late. And, boy, that's all you can ask for, is to be in position. But to make those plays, this team seems to be finding a knack for doing that.
Well, yes, we've been making the plays late. It's been different guys stepping up at different times and making the right decisions late. A couple of those close games we had earlier helped us out to, you know, finish these games late. So that's what it's about right now at this stage. But we'd love to get off to a great start and finish to a game and not have to dig ourselves a hole in order for us to start fighting back.
Justin Turner, pretty good tonight. 29 points on 13 shots, Coach. That's efficiency.
It's definitely efficient. He's shooting the ball well. He's shooting it well in practice. And, you know, I told him the other day, we got to carry that over to the game. You know, you can't just shoot it in practice and then you go in the game and don't make those same shots. So he was feeling today, and we were able to get him the ball. With those guys denying, trying to play in the passing lanes, that's opened up our drives, and we were able to take advantage of it and go to the hole strong and finish. So, we played into what they gave us.
Coach, before the game, we talked about turnovers would be a key stat. Western Michigan, number one in the conference in forcing turnovers, number one in the conference in not giving it away. And tonight, you played it even with them. In fact, you had 10 turnovers, they had 9. So I guess in the grand scheme of things, it's about the best you can hope for against Western Michigan.
Oh, it was definitely a good job of our guys of taking care of the ball. But early, they took us out of our stuff with denying the passes. So that opened up the drive. So we didn't have many assists, but we also didn't have a lot of turnovers because we didn't have to pass. So we went straight line drives, and, it opened it up for us. And we were able to get dump downs, and the guys were able to take care of the ball.
Also, as the game went on, seemed like Antoine Lillard kind of found a niche. A couple of, I don't want to call them garbage plays, but plays broke down and he managed to find an opening and get a basket or get fouled. Seemed like Antoine really found his way later in the ball game.
He has a knack for the ball. I mean, he's always around the ball. If you really watch the game, he's always somewhere near the basketball, especially a loose ball. He's our best athlete, so he's always close and chasing those balls down, and he did a great job of chasing them down. And once he gets them, you know, he's driving straight to the basket, and he hit a couple threes. So he had a good night for us and helped us defensively. He was tremendous defensively, and that's what it was about in the second half. We were able to get stops on the defensive end and open it up for transition for us.
Also, rebounding, you end up with plus two. You both had 11 offensive rebounds, so really a stalemate statistically, but Western's a strong rebounding team, so that was a battle all night long.
It definitely was a battle on the boards. Derek did a great job. Derek Koch did a great job rebounding. DiMaggio did a great job. Twan, we all contributed, but those two were really, really big on the boards. And Jeff Uju came in and gave us a big lift as well.
So, Coach, down the stretch, before Antoine got fouled and made the three free throws, you were down one, and you got a rebound to come up the floor. You have timeouts to use. You chose not to, and it ends up working out in your favor. But take me through your thought process there. Obviously, you felt you had something as you came up the floor.
No, I was trying to call a timeout. They just didn't hear me because they were on the other side of the floor, and I'm screaming. And by the time they recognized I was trying to get the timeout, good job, Hawk. I was trying to get the timeout. Antoine had already taken the shot.
You're supposed to just say, yeah, I went with it. Yeah. I set you up beautifully there.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Well, it all works out in the end, and this Falcon team pulls out another victory, another comeback win, 83-81. Coach, thanks for being with us. Congrats on another great win.
Thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. Our Wood County Hospital postgame show will continue next. You're listening to Bowling Green Basketball from Learfield.